Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Manual for the Ambitious Man, The Systems No One Taught You About Success, Emotions, and Becoming a Man by Henry Chen is a contemporary self-development book aimed at men who associate ambition with pressure, emotional strain, and uncertainty about identity. The book is positioned less as a conventional motivation title and more as a practical framework for self-awareness, emotional regulation, and sustainable achievement. Chen presents the material as the result of long personal experience, including failure, mentorship, entrepreneurship, and reflection, rather than as a purely academic theory. Its stated purpose is to give ambitious men systems for navigating a noisy modern environment without losing their internal center. The book also stands out for blending modern personal growth language with cross-cultural references, including the I Ching and its emphasis on understanding change. Edited by Andre Walton, PhD, and Elizabeth Mateer, PhD, it seeks to be direct, accessible, and applicable to everyday decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a systems-based alternative to conventional motivation for ambitious men, the central promise of the manual for the ambitious man is that ambition needs structure, not only intensity. Many self-development books focus on discipline, confidence, productivity, or goal setting as separate traits. Chen frames the problem differently. The ambitious man often already has drive, but lacks a coherent operating system for deciding what to pursue, when to push, how to manage emotional pressure, and how to avoid being pulled apart by competing demands. This system's language matters because it shifts attention from temporary inspiration to repeatable patterns of behavior. The book treats success as something that must be navigated through recurring conditions, including uncertainty, stress, distraction, and identity conflict. The emphasis is therefore not on becoming more forceful, but on becoming more aware of the internal and external forces shaping action. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who have already tried productivity advice and found it incomplete. Its distinct contribution is to argue that ambition without self-knowledge can become unstable, while ambition guided by practical systems can become more durable and less reactive. Secondly, emotional mastery as a practical requirement rather than a soft skill. A major theme of the book is that emotional control is not separate from achievement. It is one of the conditions that makes achievement sustainable. Chen addresses emotions as forces that influence judgment, relationships, persistence, and personal identity. This approach is important because many achievement-oriented environments reward visible output while ignoring the emotional costs of constant pressure. The ambitious man may learn to work harder, but not necessarily to interpret anxiety, disappointment, anger, or fear in a useful way. The book presents emotional mastery as a form of practical intelligence, recognizing what is happening internally before it distorts action externally. This does not mean suppressing emotion or adopting a detached posture. Rather, the emphasis is on building self-awareness so that emotion becomes information instead of command. The result is a more grounded model of ambition, where resilience is not just the ability to endure strain, but the ability to understand and regulate the inner processes that strain exposes. This theme gives the book a more psychologically focused orientation than simple hustle literature. Thirdly, balancing the Western grind and the Eastern drift through strategic timing. One of the book's more distinctive ideas is its critique of two simplified models of success, the Western grind and the Eastern drift. In the framing presented in available descriptions, the Western grind represents relentless force, constant striving, and the risk of burnout. The Eastern drift represents release, surrender, and the risk of disappearing into passivity. Chen does not appear to reject either tradition entirely. Instead, he uses the contrast to argue for a more strategic middle path. The reference to the I Ching reinforces this point by emphasizing change, timing, and the need to know when to advance and when to hold back. This is a useful corrective to self-help advice that treats consistency as always virtuous or detachment as always wise. In real life, both effort and restraint can be appropriate depending on context. The practical implication is that ambition should be adaptive rather than rigid. A person may need discipline in one season, patience in another, and withdrawal in another. The value of this framework lies in helping readers think about movement, timing, and proportion instead of treating success as a single unchanging posture. Fourthly, modern masculine identity under conditions of noise, anxiety, and fragmentation. The book is explicitly addressed to men, but its focus is not primarily on external status symbols or traditional masculine performance. Instead, it examines the particular danger that ambition can create when a man is surrounded by noise, anxiety, and competing cultural signals. The modern environment rewards attention, speed, comparison, and constant availability. For an ambitious person, these pressures can be amplified because every opportunity appears urgent and every delay can feel like weakness. Chen's framing suggests that the problem is not ambition itself, but ambition without a stable sense of self. Becoming a man, in this context, involves forming an inner center strong enough to withstand distraction, praise, criticism, and fear of your relevance. This gives the book a more identity-oriented dimension than ordinary career advice. It asks readers to consider what kind of person is being built through their pursuit of achievement. The masculine theme, therefore, functions as a question of maturity and self-command, whether drive is being directed by values, awareness, and responsibility, or merely by external pressure. Lastly, practical accessibility with the limits of a personal framework, the book is described as direct, simple, and easy to read, with practical activities intended to reduce stress, build resilience, and improve daily life. That accessibility is part of its appeal. It does not appear to position itself as a dense psychological textbook or a scholarly treatment of masculinity. Instead, it offers a manual-like structure based on personal experience, entrepreneurship, mentorship, and cross-cultural reflection. This makes the material approachable for readers who want usable concepts rather than extensive theory. At the same time, the book should be read as a personal framework, not as a universally proven scientific model. Its strength is synthesis. It brings together emotional awareness, ambition, change, resilience, and masculine development in a compact form. Its limitation is that readers seeking rigorous empirical research, clinical depth, or broad sociological analysis may find the approach narrower than academic works. The most productive way to read it is as a reflective tool and practical guide. Its ideas are likely most useful when tested against the reader's own habits, pressures, relationships, and decisions. In conclusion, The Manual for the Ambitious Man is best suited for men who feel driven, but also recognize that drive alone has not given them clarity, emotional stability, or a coherent sense of direction. It may be useful for entrepreneurs, professionals, students, and self-development readers who are trying to reconcile high ambition with resilience and self-understanding. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers a vocabulary for examining how they respond to pressure, when they should push forward, and when restraint may be wiser. Intellectually, it offers an interesting blend of modern personal development, masculine identity formation, and cross-cultural ideas about change. Compared with many books in the success category, it is less focused on productivity tricks or performative toughness and more focused on internal systems. Compared with many books about emotional health, it keeps ambition at the center rather than treating striving as something to abandon. That combination is what differentiates it. It neither glorifies burnout nor romanticizes withdrawal. Readers should not expect a comprehensive academic study, but they can expect a concise framework that encourages self-observation, emotional regulation, and strategic action. Its value is strongest for those willing to translate its principles into repeated daily choices, rather than treating it as a one-time motivational read. If you would like to support Henry Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.